I would like to say on behalf of Stella, Bella, and all the members of the family that it's good, comforting, and nice to see every one of you here. We have come today, the daughters Stella and Bella, Hanno, and the grandchildren, Manuel and Victoria, Hanno, family and friends, to bid farewell and to pay a lasting tribute to our beloved friend Blanche Hanno, a woman, a lady who was loved and respected by everyone who knew her. Blanche was born in Belgium, Congo, Elizabeth, to her parents Abraham and Matilda Binoun, and she was the oldest of six girls, Rika Binoun, Amélie Binoun, that we wish them good health.
Amen.
And those who passed from the sister Lucia Lalouf and Juliette Cohen and Sarah Al-Hanati. Now, her parents went from the Isle of Rhodes in Greece, and before World War II, they went to live in the Belgian Congo Elizabeth. From there, she was sent to Seattle, where she met a future husband and partner in life, Charles Hanno, and at the Seattle Fish Market. Charles was originally born in Salonika, was a survivor of the Holocaust in Auschwitz. Now, his sister, Regina, went to New York to be a nanny there, and she met her husband, Maurice Ayash. From New York, they settled in Seattle, Washington, when he was offered a job with Boeing, and Charles followed them later on, and he was working in the Seattle Fish Market. Charles and Blanche married in August 1954. Now, this is practically is a short obituary, the information that I get. I'm knowing her for some time already, many years, being the rabbi at Sephardi, we call Holy. I was attached to them and the children. But to do justice to her, to describe her, she was unique and a world of her own. She was like her name, Blanche, which means Blanca in Ladino, white of purity in every way. Her goodness, her persona, her kindness, her love of family as a wife, as a mother and grandmother, and as a sister too, especially being the oldest. In her time, she looked after all the others. I would like to read to you a sort of a midrashic story. And if it is not from the midrash, then it ought to be. It is worthy of midrash. A midrash is a homily that usually we find saying of our rabbis. Because in this story, I see Blanche. It is not simple to describe her. There were so many sides to her life in her simplicity. She built her own style of her universe, where she included everyone else to pick and enjoy of her goodness. Now, this midrash goes like this. There is a little boy who asks his mother, "Why are you crying?" "Because I'm a woman," she told him. "I don't understand," he said. Now his mom just hugged him and said, "And you never will." Later, the little boy asked his father, "Why does mom, mother seem to cry for no reason. All women cry for no reason, was all his dad could say. And the little boy grew up and he became a man, and still wondering why women cry. Finally he prayed. I suppose he put a call in to God. And when he felt God, God on the phone or responded to him, he asked God, why do women cry so easily? God says, when I made the woman, she had to be special, like bronze. I made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. I gave her an inner strength to endure childbirth and the rejection that many times come from her children. I gave her a hardness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up, and take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. I gave her the sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when her child has hurt her very badly. I gave her strength to carry her husband through his faults and fashion her from his rib to protect his heart. I gave her wisdom to know that a good husband never hurt his wife, but sometimes tests her strength and her resolve to stand beside him unfalteringly. You know, I start thinking about mom. I mean, she didn't go to the Holocaust, but she was married to somebody who went through the Holocaust. You know what is that? You know, sometimes the person who goes through the Holocaust feel like talking, sometimes feel like keep quiet, not saying nothing, and it's all inside. And who is the protector and the healer? The wife. Even if she didn't go through the Holocaust, she went through the Holocaust with him. That's how she was, Blanche. I never heard her complain about anything. She always with Dad. That was Blanca. That was what she was, the purity of her. And you know, this is what happened. When people go through the Holocaust, you know, their attitude automatically, I can imagine, because they lose years, they lose life, they lose so much that they have, that they appreciated, that they gave their life for, to have and to be with, and they lose everything. And then when they are survivors later, they want to rush, they want to cover the world, no matter what. In little time it can be. And you need a lot of patience. It's not easy. And you ask anybody who went through that. Many of our members have gone through. And they have been blessed to be able to come to a place of a little bit of rest, build their families again, and what to carry on. And the burden, more than anything, is always mom, the wife. Finally, he said God to him, I gave her a tear to shed. And this is hers exclusively to use whenever it is needed. That tear hold more than men could understand, because if a man was to shed a tear, it would look enormous. For a woman's tear is full of unconditional love, power, sacrifice, beauty, pain, and compassion. all tenfold of what a man is able to feel. And that, my son, is why I made her as close to being supernatural as possible. She is my gift to the world. She is an angel on earth. And because of that, we say to every one of us, love her and praise her, for there will be no other here on earth that will love you like I do than your mother. You see, my son, said God, the beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. Our rabbis teach us that a person continues to live on in the memories of those who knew him or her. Though a person may have physically passed from the world, as long as there are people whose lives have been touched by her life, she continues to live on beyond the grave. That's why family, friends, neighbor, in reviewing the event of a lifetime, they don't remember everything. They choose from the multitude of memories of a person's life, their career if she had one, and their association with others, those memories that have continuing meaning for them. It is these memories that remain a living influence in the life. Those who have you who are here, who are gathered here, many and varied memories of the year that you spent together with lunch. And these memories have helped us and them to form their pattern of value, and have given them a perspective on the world which will continue to influence and shape their lives in the years ahead. So as in the story, so really it was with Blanche, with Blanca. God made her shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. He gave her that inner strength to endure childbirth and the natural rejection that at the time comes from not having either the children near. And if you have the children near, when they have problem, it's their problem. But also gave her a hardness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up. And take care of her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. And that is how Blanca was dedicated to her family, to her husband Charles. He gave her the sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when the child had whatever problem they might have. And it hurts her very badly. He gave her strength to carry her husband Charles through his difficult moment, to be his eyes. Hashem gave her that wisdom to know that a good husband never hurt his wife. Sometimes test her strength and the resolve to stand beside him unfalteringly. She was a real partner. And finally, he gave her that tear to shed. And this was her exclusively. How many times you saw mom shedding that tear? For everybody. And she used it many times in her prayers whenever it was needed. That tear held more than men could understand. Her tear was full of unconditional love, power, sacrifice, beauty, pain, and compassion. And she combined all of these attributes. That is how complex Blanche was in her simplicity. All tenfold of what any man is able to feel. She was as close to being supernatural as possible. You see that little lady? She was a superwoman. Blanche was a gift to the world of right, to us, to our community, to her husband, to her daughter, to her grandson and granddaughter, to her sister, and to her entire family. And she was an angel on earth. So please love her and praise her, for there will be no other here on earth that will love you like God does, that your mother did love you. God said the beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of that woman must be seen in her eyes, for that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. Blanche had all that beauty, figure, and yet it was her eyes. She saw beauty everywhere and in everything. And Blanche was very gentle, engaging personality. I mean, you see her, she wouldn't harm a fly. That's how she was. Judaism teaches us that although a person died and is buried, she is improved, not dead. She lives on in the heart and soul of all those whose lives she has touched. She was a warm, sincere, generous human being who put every member of her family above her own. Judaism is a realistic faith. You do not vainly pretend that death is not real. But neither do they accept death as the end of all personal association. Judaism teaches us that we are all part of a timeless enterprise, and that memory is the link that binds the generation into one continuous chain of life. May a memory live on. I would like to just to tell you what I thought at the point for him, for lunch. What is really the essence of life? Life is but a stopping place, a pause into the future, in what is to be, a resting place along the path with delightful eternity. We all have different journeys, different paths along the way. We all were meant to learn something during our lifetime, but never meant to stay. We have to know that. Our destination is a place far greater than we know. For some, the journey is quicker. For some, the journey is slow. And when the journey finally ends, we have served God and others at our expense, we will claim a great recompense and find an everlasting peace under the Shekhinah in God's wing. Tehen Ishmatar Tzerura Mitro Rachim Veganeda. May her soul be bound up in the bonds of life eternal. And I would like to convey Blanche and Bella at the same time. And the grandchildren, you look after mom in the ways she deserves. And she had those angels looking after her in every moment and in every aspect. And that is reciprocity. What she invested in you, she got as well. You know, 93 is not young, but is not old today. No matter when, even at 120, the presence of a person means so much to us. We want it to be still there. And now she's gone, but you did what you need to do. You are good girls, good children, and God bless you.
I hope to the blessing of man will stand for you and your children, and you'll have a good future. In her name of the Amish Matas, Rabbi Zachary.
Thank you.